Daily devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. God's word is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. If you want to hear from God and you're not hearing from him maybe accurately, somehow there is a lack of connection there, you feel that you're not getting God's direction in your life, then one way to change that is to change the way that you read the Bible. And by that I mean not simply picking a verse or a section of the Bible to read at random, but rather reading through consistently, either by simply reading a chapter a day and reading, making your way through the entire Bible from Genesis through to the end. It'll take you over a year that way, but you'll get a regular diet, a regular input. Or you can look at and pray about finding a good, well-balanced Bible plan. A Bible reading plan, might take you through the entire Bible, say, in a year. There are many such plans available. Or it might, like the lectionary for the Church of England that I follow in my preaching on Sunday mornings, might take you through the main parts of the Bible, but not just stick to your favourite bits. And this is the secret of allowing God to speak to you by his Holy Spirit through the Bible, by letting the Bible speak to you, by not selecting the plans yourself, in which case you'll be, to a large part, hearing from yourself. And so I recommend finding a good reading plan or simply reading straight through the Bible. And in addition to that, following the Daily Devotional Preaching podcast. If you subscribe or listen consistently on Flame Radio each day, you'll have an input from all different bits of the Bible, in addition to your reading plan or reading a chapter a day. Tune in to Daily Devotional Preaching. Right at the start of each episode, you get a verse from the Bible, unadulterated. And whether or not you find my commentary helpful, you will at least have had input from God's Word selected for you as part of a plan looking at all different bits of the Bible. If you do that, God will speak to you as long as you've put your trust in Jesus and ask God to speak to you and fill you with his Spirit. John chapter 16, verses 13 to 14 says, "When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. For more, head over to petertimothycooper.com, and thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow.